Okay, and welcome to June 7th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I am your host, Joseph DiCristoforo. And one of the many reasons why I do this show is because America has the best stories in the entire world, and many of them for entertainment value. Besides, I'm also a great patriotic American. So, with that in mind, let's begin the show with the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up. Let's face the flags and put our right hands over our hearts and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Good stuff. Okay, so now on to today's program. Daniel Boone explores Kentucky. Chief Seattle dies. Lucky Luciano is convicted. Saturday Night Fever gets its inspiration. I'll give you the time and wish a happy birthday to Prince. God rest his soul. All right, so now let's get started. 1769. Daniel Boone begins exploring bluegrass states of Kentucky. Boone was a pioneer, explorer, and frontiersman whose frontier exploitations made him one of the first folk heroes of the United States. Boone is most famous for his exploration and settlement of what is now Kentucky, which was then part of Virginia, but on the other side of the mountains from the settled areas. As a young adult, Boone supplemented his farm income by hunting and trapping game and selling their pelts in the fur market. It was through this occupational interest that Boone first learned the easy routes to the area. Despite some resistance from the Shawnees, in 1775, Boone blazed his wilderness road through to Cumberland Gap in the Appalachian Mountains from North Carolina and Tennessee into Kentucky. There he founded the village of Boesburg on the first American settlements west of the Appalachians. Before the end of the 18th century, more than 200,000 European people migrated to Kentucky / Virginia by following the route marked by Boone. 1866, Chief Seattle dies near the city named after him. Seattle was a Duwamish chief, a prominent figure among his people. He pursued a path of accommodation to white settlers, forming a personal relationship with David Swinson Doc Maynard. A widely publicized speech arguing in favor of the ecological responsibility and respect of Native Americans' land rights had been attributed to him. However, what Chief Seattle actually said has been lost through translation and rewriting, according to Wikipedia. 1936. Charles Lucky Luciano is convicted on 62 counts of compulsory prostitution. Lucky was born in Sicily on November 24, 1897. He split New York City into five crime families, heading the Genovese crime family himself. He also initiated the commission, which served as a governing body for an organized crime nationwide. Luciano moved to Havana and was later deported to Italy, living out his final years in Naples. On June 7, 1936, Lucky was sentenced to 30 to 50 years in jail. After World War II, Luciano received a parole and a deportation order. Moving on to 1976 now, Tribal Rights of the New Saturday Night is published in New York Magazine. It was the basis for the characters and plot for the movie Saturday Night Fever, which not only exploited the fashions of disco, but John Travolta. Originally, the article was published as a piece of factual reporting. However, Nick Cohn, who wrote the article, said later it was based on fiction. Cohn, who is new to the United States from the United Kingdom, was tasked to write about the 1970s disco scene, and Cohn was unfamiliar with the American working-class subculture he was trying to cover. So he based his piece on a young man he knew in England. Didn't matter, turns out, as the two different subcultures shared certain similarities. Both emphasized fashion and music, and both the US and UK characters were working class. So there. And for all you numbers people, 1989, for 1 second, this morning, the time was 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 0, 1 being the hour, 2, 3 being the minutes, 4, 5 the second. 6th the month, 7th the date, 89 the year. And 1958, happy birthday, Prince.
And may God rest ye soul, my brother. Prince is his real name. He was named after his father. His father kicked him out when he was very, very young, which explains a few things right there. Prince sold over 100 million records worldwide, making him one of the best-selling artists of all time. He won 7 Grammys, a Golden Globe, and an Academy Award. Rolling Stone Mag listed Prince as number 27 on the list of 100 greatest artists of all time. In 1993, he changed his name into a symbol because he wanted it to be difficult. Miss you, Prince, even though he couldn't look you in the eye. And so that's going to wrap it up, my friends, for June 7th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com. There's plenty of multiple choice quizzes there on the website, as well as a comment board. This is where you get involved, my friends. Let me know what you thought about today's show. For instance, what's your take on Daniel Boone? Or Chief Seattle, for that matter? What about Lucky Luciano? See, I told you America had the best stories. Saturday Night Fever fans, is it about time for John Travolta to come out of the damn closet already or not? Prince fans, what was your favorite song? I know a lot of people are going to say Purple Rain, but I didn't really care too much for that song. My opinion, it just drug out too darn long, and it was kind of depressing. I'm more of a Little Red Corvette kind of a guy, or 1999. And actually, I really liked the song Cream when it came out in 1992 or 1993. So yeah, let me know what you think. Now, moving on to tomorrow's show. I'll talk about the NFL, plus Revolution News, Frank Lloyd Wright, and the American Heart Association. But in the meantime, you can hit me up on Facebook and Twitter. And until tomorrow, thanks for being great patriotic Americans, everyone. We'll see you then.